In another lifetime, in a land of lava and love, there lived a young girl named Veronica. Veronica had brown hair and beautiful hazel eyes. She wore a strand of pearls every day, even to bed, because her middle name was Pearl. Veronica had a mom and a dad who loved her very much, and a little sister, Elise, who loved to play. She was, in fact, a perfectly ordinary girl, except for one very important thing. Veronica lived on a volcano.
"Lava bomb!"
Veronica called brightly from the passenger seat as her father backed the lava car out of the garage. She heard the telltale shriek and saw the orange glow. A flaming boulder about the size of a school desk streaked through the summer sky. She pressed the red button in the center of the dashboard, a button clearly marked Lava Shield. The lava bomb struck with the force of a lightning bolt. Showers of incandescent stones hailed down upon them as if from a volcanic thundercloud. But Veronica and her dad hardly noticed. Above them, a clear lava shield rose out of the hood, extending over the car like a glass umbrella. Veronica watched the flames roar above their heads, die out, and then vanish. She pressed the red button again. This time, the lava shield retracted, tucked back under the hood, and folded neatly out of sight.
"Dad, you do really think they'll have volcano pearls in town, don't you?"
"Absolutely. Definitely. Maybe," he stammered, not sure at all.
"But if they don't, you know you can always make her something. Mom loved your painting from last year."
Veronica rolled her eyes.
"Another painting? Mom's going to be 40 this year, and she needs something special, something she'll take with her everywhere she goes, something like these."
And she thumbed at the pearls around her neck. The town of Crater Lake was a 15-minute drive from Veronica's house, and she knew the way by heart. Turn right at the end of the long driveway, then go another mile or two down the volcano, following the road along the riverbed for 5 more miles. The river spilled into Crater Lake, and the town by the same name hugged the lake's northern shore. Both the town and the lake sat in the center of a supervolcano. Supervolcanoes are particularly large volcanoes, of the world-ending sort, that can blanket the earth with ash and blot out the sun. Scientists say this supervolcano last erupted 5 million years ago, before there were any humans around to see it. Now, these same scientists say it is extinct, completely inactive, and of no threat to anyone. But the volcano Veronica lived on was far from extinct. It was the closest active volcano to the town of Crater Lake, and everyone in town heard it rumble nearly every day. As active as the volcano was, it had no official name. The townspeople referred to it as Mount Kaboom, or even just Kaboom. But Veronica's family never did. They referred to it as that old girl, the Red Lady, or simply she. Veronica always thought Veronica's volcano had a certain ring to it, but her sister, her parents, her friends, and most everyone else disagreed. Veronica's volcano was smaller, not at all of the world-ending sort, but worrying enough to the townspeople of Crater Lake. Their world, at least, could easily meet a fiery end from the right-sized eruption. Luckily, that eruption hadn't happened. At least not yet. For as long as anyone could remember, Veronica's volcano never did anything more than put on a show. Sure, it smoked every now and then and erupted a bit of lava here and there, but that was about it. Still, it was a volcano. The townspeople never quite understood why Veronica and her family chose to make their home in such an unforgiving place, but how they did so was no mystery. Veronica's family had no special powers. Yes, they had guts and brains and some special lava gadgets, but above all, they had respect for the volcano they called home. They knew when to stay, and they knew when to run. But today, Veronica and her father were simply driving to town to pick up a birthday present.